listening to some of your tracks. I mean, you guys have a new album that just came out, and or a new EP that just came out, and your sound kind of changes from song to song. You have Save Me From Me, that sounds a little bit like The Calling meets like Matchbox 20 track, and then you have something like This Town that's a little rougher. I mean, where do you get your inspiration from? What bands do you try and emulate?
For me, I'm a huge Beatles fan, you know, so they're very, very versatile and all different styles, so I guess that's really where I get it from. But I'm a classic rock guy, you know. I like all the 70s stuff, like The Wood, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I was reading a bunch of articles about you online, and it said when you started you were a piano guy, and then you saw somebody by the name of Kurt Cobain play on Plug. That kind of changed your life. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, maybe? I mean, I was a classical piano guy. I was, you know, taking piano lessons, playing Mozart and all that shit. And I saw Kurt Cobain on TV playing Plug, and I was like, shit, I want to be that guy, man. And I just started, I had a couple of guitars playing around the house, and I just started to teach myself to play.
Okay.
I think I wrote my first song like the day after that, too.
Do you remember what it was about?
I don't, but actually my uncle is a good friend of mine. We've got a big Irish family, so there's 13 of them, so he's only like 2 years older than me. We always were hanging out. He pulled out an old demo that I made back in the day, a four-track recorder thing. It's pretty funny.
They kind of like rub that in your face every once in a while?
Yeah, he'll pick me up and with like a bunch of my friends to go out or something, he'll put that on, and I'll be like, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Your band, Mission Hill, you guys just signed a little indie deal with Toucan Cove Entertainment.
Yep.
How does that feel? I mean, you guys were pretty big as far as indie goes. You guys had your stuff on MySpace. Now you're starting to, like, kind of get a little bit more, I wouldn't say legit, just a little bit more recognized. How does that feel?
I mean, it's great. It's awesome to have, you know, it's always good to have someone behind you, you know, whether it be a label or a manager or someone. But Toucan Cove has had a lot of good artists, and the label head Nick is awesome. He really believes in us and stuff, so it's always good to have someone that, you know, believes in what you're doing.
Okay, you've also worked with producers that have worked with people like Blessed Union of Souls and Third Eye Blind and things like that. I mean, how does that feel?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, Third Eye Blind is probably one of my favorite bands ever. I love the lyrics that Stephen Jenkins. It's got to be one of the best lyricists of my generation. But Blessed Union of Souls, I was a huge fan. I've actually gotten a chance to write with Elliot Sloan, the singer there.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine now, and he writes some tracks on there. It's kind of surreal, actually, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Blessed Union of Souls is a pretty underrated band, but I mean, they have two or three, like, just amazing ballads. You know, what was it like to really just sit down and write with somebody like that?
I mean, it was awesome, man. I was a piano guy, you know, so, like, I Believe came out when I was in middle school or something, you know, so... I rocked all their albums all the time. I used to play Blessed Union of Souls songs to girls in high school, you know, and get them to go out and stuff. And then I show up and I was writing with them and hanging out, drinking beers. It was weird, but it's awesome.
Has this kind of been like your plan all along? Are you just kind of starstruck at this point? Like, how have the last couple of years formed your musical identity?
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to do this, you know, since I first played for a crowd of people, you know, the rush, the high you get from doing that. And I've just been kicking around Boston, playing and trying to get to this point for a while now. So pretty awesome to be there. You can turn on the radio and hear yourself. It's like, holy shit. That's me, man.
Absolutely. You guys are touring extensively now. What's that been like? Is this like your first real tour?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do, like, last summer we did a couple runs, you know, up to the Midwest, like all the way up to St. Paul and stuff, but, I mean, I love it. I bought this 15-passenger Dodge Ram van. It's pretty funny, and we just bomb around, man. It's definitely where I'm meant to be.
Okay, can you just talk about how you guys kind of met up, how Mission Hill became Mission Hill?
Yeah, absolutely. I was playing out like acoustic around the city and stuff, and I decided to, you know, form a band, get a little more of electric sound. I'd made some new demos with a producer in Boston and stuff, and I had some auditions, and my guy now, Alex, came in for auditions. He's from Berkeley, does music up the street, and he just like blew me away. We started playing with another drummer friend of mine for a while, and then kind of been evolving, trying to get new musicians in and out and stuff, but I have Takuma, he's from Japan, he goes to Berkeley too, and this guy Nick, who they used to go to Berkeley, is my bass player. They've been playing now for about a year with us, and I'm really happy with this lineup, so we're looking for here to stay.
Do you think you're going to keep that lineup for the
foreseeable future? Yeah, absolutely. But it's kind of an evolving thing. Like, you know, we had different guys come in on bass and play with us for a little and come in and out. But we've had this lineup now for about a year, and that's definitely the way to go. And, like, obviously Alex on guitar. We've been there playing together since we started.
Okay. I mean, the band hasn't been around too long, but you guys have already, you know, one little awards here and there from little websites and things like that, like, you know, one of the top 100 bands in the country, and, you know, you seem to have a little bit of a fan base growing. The women seem to love your voice. How does that make you feel? Where do you see all of this going?
I mean, it's awesome, man. Like when you can play a show and you know, pull off the mic and people are still singing the words you wrote on it. It's awesome. So I hope we can keep growing, and I've watched it grow over the last couple of years, definitely from, you know, like 50 people at our Boston shows, and now we get about 300-400 people at the Boston shows. So, you know, hopefully we can just keep going and spread it down the East Coast, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, you talked about some of the people that you've been writing music with, and you obviously have good influences as far as the people that help you produce, but, like, what goes into the songs that you write? What are you looking to get across? What's your message as a songwriter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my stuff comes from personal experiences and that kind of stuff, and I just want to get across the message of, you know, just like an honest guy, a real guy, just saying, you know, real life experiences and real things that happen. So hopefully I can connect people that way. You know?
Okay, just out of curiosity, Save Me for me, really, it starts off, it's pretty emotional, Frank, you know,
yeah.
The lyrics are just, you know...
That's my baby, man, that's my baby.
Yeah, just fix me, you know, all these things. Can you just describe, you know, the birth of that song, where that song comes from?
Yeah, I mean, I've had if anyone that knows me, I've had a lot of ups and downs, if you can say, what, trials and tribulations and, you know, getting in trouble, getting kicked out of school. I got kicked out of, like, 4 schools, you know, and just all that coming together, and, you know, I finally found a manager and a label, you know, who used my stuff, and, yeah, it was an easy write. I wrote it down in Nashville with a friend of mine down there named Walt Aldridge. He's like a big country writer. He's got like a star on the Nashville Hall of Fame and stuff. And I went down there with him to try to, you know, kind of get out away from the city. And we were talking about my life and all my stuff. And that's what we came up with.
Okay.
I love that song, man. It's my favorite.
As far as what you want fans to get when they leave your show, if you could kind of sum that up in one word, what do you think it would be, and why?
I don't know about one word, but I just hope that at some point in one of the songs that everybody, at least everybody in there, at least for one song, can go, oh man, yeah, get that, definitely get that. You know, just connect with one thing I got to say that I'm happy to know.
Okay, as far as your band goes, I mean, two of you guys come from Boston, and three of the guys come from Berkeley, or they've been at Berkeley, but you guys are all really different. How do you guys all mesh it together and form one group?
Yeah, you know, I like it. The three guys I got, they're all Berkeley, you know, so they're trained guys, whereas I'm, you know, a kid from Boston who doesn't necessarily have the educational training for music and stuff, so I think it makes a good balance, because I come in with my songs, you know, that they're kind of rough and stuff, and then you got the technicality of the other guys to kind of put it over the top. But I think it's a, I like the mix. I think it's a good mix.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to talk about as far as your EP or your album? Just, you know, it's available on iTunes, but anything else that you want to say about yourself or your music and your band?
Yeah, I mean, we got a new EP coming out in July, right before we open up for Bon Jovi at Gillette Stadium. And, yeah, I'm excited to keep things rolling and keep things going. Hopefully we can keep spreading our stuff further out west and down the East Coast.
Okay, I mean, how does that feel to open up for Bon Jovi? That's
a dream come true, man. I think my first tape I bought was Slippery When Wet. So I can't wait, man. I hope I don't pee my pants or something.
Have you spoken to John or Richie since you guys signed?
I haven't, but I'm told we're gonna. I'm told we're gonna meet and hang out before the show. So I don't know how that's gonna go.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna say to him? I mean, these are great musicians. Are you gonna want to like pick their brain, or are you just gonna like want to hang out with them and just chill out?
You know what? I think I'll take a couple shots of Jack Daniels or something, and then just try to be cool and not look like a nerd or something.